Chapter 25. Han has never known such pain. It rushes through his body in waves, burning his calves, lacerating his thighs, making his stomach churn as if it's being blended, straining his spine and neck until he's certain they will snap, and then filling his head with such a pressure, such a terrible building pressure, that he decides with what little consciousness he has left that the rest was merely a prelude, and that the real intention of all this has been to make his head explode. Suddenly, the pain stops. Han gasps for breath. Every cubic millimeter of his body throbs, throbs, throbs. Now come the questions, he thinks. He waits. He can hear Vader breathing somewhere in the room. He must have been screaming because his ears are ringing and his throat feels as if it's been shredded.
I'll talk,
Han wants to say.
Just ask me and I'll tell you.
He never thought he would be the one to spill the rebellion's secrets, but he's never felt pain like this. There are no questions, though. Suddenly, the burning begins in his calves again, making its way up his thighs.
No!
He screams. Please! Lando is waiting outside the door when Vader leaves the room.
You said you wouldn't hurt him.
Vader sweeps by the old card sharp to where Boba Fett, the bounty hunter, is waiting.
Once I have Skywalker,
Vader intones, his voice a gentle tapping on the galaxy's largest, deepest gong,
you may take him to Jabba the Hutt.
Hey! Lando interjects. That wasn't what we agreed.
Vader turns slowly, his cape rustling.
Perhaps,
he says,
you'd like to renegotiate the agreement.
Lando's skin is suddenly cold, and his stomach feels like it's being dangled off a bridge. He manages to stammer,
no.
Good.
Vader starts for the door.
Meet me in the carbon freezing chamber in 1/2 hour.
Boba Fett follows him down the corridor.
This deal gets worse every second,
Lando mutters. He follows Vader into the corridor, but then turns left when Vader goes straight. He is hurrying down the shining halls, cursing every gratuitous piece of silver on every gratuitous window.
It's all gratuitous, Lando thinks. Pointless. Worthless. What have I done?
He comes to a door at the end of a hallway and punches a security code into a pad on the wall. When the door slides open, Lando sees Leia crouched over Han, who looks like a broken doll, while Chewbacca works on reassembling C-3PO. Han is whimpering.
I didn't even ask me anything.
He seems more than half dead. Leia looks only a little better. When they catch sight of Lando, Han attempts to rise.
Why, you...
Save it!
Lando snaps.
No time. Look, Vader's agreed to turn Chewie and Leia over to me. They'll have to stay here, but at least they'll be safe.
And Han?
Leia asks, glaring steadily at Lando.
Vader's given him to the bounty hunter.
Han groans.
Then I am dead.
He wants us all dead,
Leia adds. But Lando shakes his head.
He doesn't want you at all. He wants someone else, someone called Skywalker.
Leia closes her eyes, as if somehow she has known all along.
Vader set a trap for him.
Of course, Leia moans. And we're the bait.
This Skywalker is apparently already on his way.
Han staggers to his feet, holding on to Leia and Lando for support.
Well, you fixed us pretty good, pal.
I'm sorry.
Lando is arrested mid-thought by a vicious left hook to the jaw. He falls. Han falls on top of him, still swinging. Lando hits Han in the mouth with an elbow.
Stop!
C-3PO cries. His head has been reattached to his body. Backward.
Oh, stop that! You won't solve anything that way!
Chewie drops the droid and helps Leia tug the two men apart.
former friends stare at one another, gasping.
I've done all I can, Lando heaves. I'm sorry. I've got my own problems.
Han wipes blood from his mouth.
Yeah, you're a real hero, businessman.
The word stings Lando like a swarm of Ratatacky and Red Jackets. He rises and limps from the cell like a whipped dog. Han lowers himself gingerly onto a crate. Leia comes to his side, half smiling.
Well, she says, I must admit, you certainly have a way with people.
The chamber is dark, like a great cave. Somewhere, a massive machine hums. Red lights blink along the walls of the room, while the floor glows a pulsating royal blue. At the chamber's center, there is a pit. Cool carbon gas seeps up from it, seeping into the corners and crevices of hulking industrial equipment. Darth Vader is inspecting the pit. Boba Fett stands to his left. Lando is hanging back.
I want Skywalker led in here,
Vader intones. His voice somehow even grander and more sinister in the cavernous steel room.
We will freeze him for transport back to the Emperor.
Lord Vader, Lando says. We only use this for carbon freezing. If you put this Skywalker in there, it might kill him.
Vader exhales. He is thinking. At last he says,
I do not want the Emperor's prize damaged. We will test it on Captain Solo.
Vader raises a hand, and four stormtroopers rush out into the corridor to retrieve the space pirate. Vader's fingers begin to explore the controls of the freezing unit, like a surgeon laying out his knives and scalpels. Carbon gas seeps into the room. Lando shivers. A moment later, the stormtroopers reappear, flanking Han, Leia, and Chewbacca with a partially assembled C-3PO strapped to the Wookiee's back. C-3PO is shouting,
Turn around, you overgrown mop! I can't see a thing! How can I help if I can't see?
When Han glimpses Lando, he sneers.
Hey, buddy. What's the party for?
The group of prisoners is led to the edge of the pit. Lando looks grim.
You're being put into carbon freeze.
What if he doesn't survive?
Boba Fett suddenly objects.
He's worth a lot to me.
Vader is not interested.
The Empire will compensate you if he dies. Put him in.
His fingers are now flying over the controls of the carbon freezing unit. Chewbacca swings his great arms, knocking two stormtroopers senseless. Two more leap onto him, while a third trains his blaster on the Wookiee's chest.
Oh, stop! Stop!
Save it, Chewie!
Han shouts. He puts an arm on his huge, hairy first mate.
Listen, I need you to keep your head. You gotta look out for Leia, okay? Don't get killed. I'll be okay.
Han says. He does not sound confident. Chewie howls again. I don't know what that means. Han turns to Leia. Before he knows what's happening, she's kissing him. Then she whispers, I love you. He smiles his crooked smile and winks.
I know.
Suddenly, Han is wrenched backward by stormtroopers. Chewbacca is howling. Leia is choking back tears. C-3PO is explaining the odds of Han's survival. No one is listening to C-3PO. The stormtroopers thrust the limp, exhausted space pirate onto the platform, which begins to descend slowly. Leia is about to be sick. She can't take it. She feels like her insides are being torn apart by Alderaanian wolf cats. She rushes to the edge of the freezing chamber, but a blast of carbon gas shoots up into her face, casting her back. Vader himself is operating the controls. Chewie roars again. Leia hides her eyes.
Don't worry,
C-3PO chirps.
He should be quite well protected by the carbonite. If, that is, he survives the freezing process. which I've concluded stands at a 453 to...
More steam. Then a cascade of liquid carbonite, illuminated by a million sparks. They reflect off of Vader's impassive black mask. The process ends. With a shuddering creak, two great tongs are lowered into the pit. Up from the gloom, they draw a metal rectangle, frozen carbonite. Han Solo's face protrudes from its surface, locked in a scream of agony. Leia looks, and then hides her face again. Chewbacca starts to make a rush for Han, but the muzzle of a blaster reminds him to stay put. Lando has moved to Han's side, where an electronic readout is registering on a small screen.
He's okay,
Lando announces.
He's hibernating. He's fine.
He's all yours, Bounty Hunter,
Vader replies.
Reset the chamber for Skywalker.
To the Stormtrooper Commander, he says,
take the Princess and the Wookiee to my ship.
Lando objects.
You said they'd be left with me.
I'm altering the deal. Pray I don't alter it any further. Now leave me. Skywalker has arrived. I can sense it.
Lesson 5. Fear itself. What are you afraid of? Don't tell me. Don't say it out loud. I have a policy about that. If you tell someone what you're most afraid of, then one day it might be used against you somehow. Just think about it. What truly scares you? Close your eyes. Ask someone to time you or set a timer for 30 seconds. Imagine that terrifying thing. Really imagine it. Picture it before you. Convince yourself that it is happening. Once the time is up, reset the timer or have your assistant count again. This time, close your eyes, breathe, and smile. Fear is in your mind. It cannot hurt you. It has been said that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. This is true. You are a part of the Force. What is the worst that can happen to you? You are hurt? You are sick? You pass away? When those things happen, you are merely changing forms, becoming something new. The Force is with you, and you are with the Force. You and the Force are one.